Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we would like to share how to say hurry up in Chinese. We have Sylvia Cruz. She is the Vice President of Finance and Strategy for Education First. Hi, Sylvia, 你好。
Hi, how are you? 你好。
Right, let's hurry up. We have a lot to talk about. Right, to say hurry up in Chinese, we say 快一点。
快一点。
Yeah, 快一点。
快一点。
Yeah, I heard a lot of it when I was a kid. And since I have my own children, I say a lot of it. 快一点,快一点。
快一点,快一点。
Yeah.
Yes, it's repeated quite often in our house as well, only in English and Spanish. So it's good to have a third language. Maybe they'll listen to that.
Exactly. Right. Okay, 快一点。Here, there are three words. And 快 means fast.
快。
快。And then 一 is number one.And 点, that means the dot. So 一点 together, that means a little bit, a little bit.
Okay, so fast, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, fast.
So a little bit faster.
Yeah, exactly. Fast, a little bit faster.
Okay.
So 快一点。
快一点。
Yeah, 快一点。
快一点。
And then when we say it a little bit quickly, we say 快一点。
快一点。
Yeah, that's it. And 快 and 一 together, both of them, they are, the fourth tone.
Mm-hmm.
So we go down.
Okay.
And then 一
E.
Yeah, 一 is like YI.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth tone, 一
E.
Yeah, 快一点。
快一点。
Yeah, 点 is the third tone.
Right, right.
Yeah, 点。
快一点。
快一点。And 快一点。So when you hurry up your children,快一点快一点 Now next time, after today, in addition to English and Spanish, you can say 快一点快一点
快一点快一点
Yeah, and then when someone, or when one of your children, they eat too fast, you want them to slow down.
Right.
You say 慢一点
慢一点
Yeah, 慢 means slow.
Okay.
So
slow a little bit. 慢一点
Yeah, just slow down. 慢一点
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 Yeah, and then in the morning, when you want them to hurry up, put the shoes on, 快一点
快一点
And when they see the ice cream, no, don't eat that fast, 慢一点
慢一点
Yep,
慢一点
慢一点
Nice.
So let me imagine the scenario. You want them to go to the class.
快一点
Okay, and then you want them to get ready to go home.
Probably, well, I don't know, it depends.
All right, and then we are in the middle of the road and the light is going to change.
Oh, definitely, 快一点。
That's right. And then 快 is quite a useful word. For example, when we say someone is very happy, we say 快乐。
快乐。
Yeah, so 快 is fast and 乐 is the music.
Oh.
So fast music, that means happy.
That's kind of cool. I like that association.
Yeah, so imagine when we are happy, we tend to play faster music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so 快乐 is happy.
快乐
Yeah, 快乐 And then, do you remember there was one episode we talk about babies? So, the happy baby, 快乐宝贝
快乐宝贝
Yeah, 快乐宝贝 happy babies.
Happy babies.
Yeah, exactly.
快乐宝贝
快乐宝贝 And then...Because 快 is fast, and then nowadays there's a lot of fast stuff, like fast food, we say 快餐.
快餐.
Yeah, fast food. 餐 means the meal, so fast meal.
Okay.
It's 快餐.
Okay, 快餐.
Yeah, and the fast train, for example, like Airport Express,
mm-hmm.
we say 快车.
快车.
Yeah, 车 is the car.Or anything with the wheels, any vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And right. then you can say, 快一点快一点 Or when you sit in the back of the motorbike, when your husband is riding you, you can say, 快一点快一点 Or he's really too fast. You get so frightened. No, 慢一点慢一点
慢一点
Yeah. So now we know how to use 快快一点 is hurry up. And fast food is 快餐 The express, it's 快车
Mm-hmm.
And then to say 慢一点, that means slow down a bit. And there's also something called 慢车. Can you imagine what that is?
Yeah, well, a slow car or a slow train.
Yeah, slow train. Yeah, because normally when we drive our own vehicle, the saloon car, we can drive at whatever speed we want.
Right, right.
But we know there's a differentiation between the fast train and slow train. So 慢车, that means the slow train, and tend to stop everywhere.
Gotcha.
And the express is from A to B.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's right. So 慢车. That's it. And then when we say 快点, it doesn't specify what type of motion we do. But if you want your kids to walk faster, now we know we need to put a verb to walk. So we say 走快一点.
走快一点.
Yeah, 走快一点.
走快一点.
Yeah, 走 is the verb to walk. 走快一点.
走快一点.
Yeah, that means walk faster. Come on, walk faster.
Right.
And then you want to say run faster, 跑快一点.
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 Yeah, so when we want them to eat faster, we say 吃快一点.
吃快一点.
Yeah, 吃 is to eat.
Okay, sounds like chew.
Yeah, and it's the first tone, so we make a flat, 吃.
吃.
吃快一点.
吃快一点.
Yeah, 吃 is to eat. The character is a combination between a mouth. You know, the mouth, a Chinese character, is the square.
Yep.
And then on the right-hand side, there's a character to represent to beg.
Ah.
So when someone opening the mouth to beg, this person wants to eat. Yeah, so 吃快一点.
吃快一点.
Yeah, and then now with 走 is to walk, 跑 is right. to run, and 吃 is to eat. We can make them slower too.
Right.
So 走慢一点, walk slowly.
走慢一点. Yes. Cool.
Yeah, how about run slowly?
I think it was 跑慢一点.
Yeah, 跑慢一点.
跑慢一点.
Yeah, how about eat slowly?
吃慢一点.
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 Yeah, it's amazing. Gosh, you are such a quick learner. 吃慢一点.
吃慢一点.
Okay, so now I'm going to say something, either to walk, to run, or to eat, either fast or slower, and let you guess.
Okay.
吃快一点.
So you're saying eat faster.
That's it. 吃快一点, eat faster. 跑慢一点.
Run slower.
Run slower. 走快一点.
Walk faster.
Walk faster. Sylvia, you are genius.
Yes.
You're such a quick learner.
3 out of 3.
Yeah, 100%. That's amazing. That was not rehearsed and there was no preparation. That's incredible. Right, so now hurry up. Next time, you say, Rua, 快一点.
Rua, 快一点.
Rua, 慢一点.
Rua, 慢一点.
Or, 宝贝, 快一点.
宝贝, 快一点. Yeah, I know, 宝贝. It's all of them.
Yeah, all of them, all the 宝贝s. And then, 宝贝吃慢一点.
宝贝吃慢一点.
That's it. So now you know how to give them the order.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Give them instruction. Yeah, in Chinese. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Sylvia. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Today we learned how to say hurry up, 快一点. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Sylvia.
再见, adios.